1. Life's my oyster, and I'ma find a pearl today, for true. I stand at the top of a cliff overlooking the north shore of my island home, St. Marcos. The sunrise is already toasting my face. The stiff breeze cools my skin and ruffles my hair, and the loamy scents of the rainforest tickle my nose. Yellow butterflies circle me like a fluttering halo. I'm hiking to Horseshoe Bay with my best friend, Katie Kovacs. As she picks her way down the steep, rocky trail ahead of me, I have a bird's-eye view of her floppy hat and long scarlet hair. Horseshoe Bay is one of her favorite places in the world, and this is a prime Just Us Girls opportunity to discuss my dream that she'll record on my next album with me, and that we'll go out on tour together. I float a lyric out on the wind, one from Done Gone, a song Katie helped me write. I was there, but now I'm not. Katie turns back to me and sings the next line in her high, twangy voice. Done gone, done gone. I'm the one who won't be caught. My hands get into the action, my long nails carving a hole in the sky as I automatically perform the number. Done gone, done gone. We harmonize on the chorus. I'm done gone, done gone. Done gone, done gone. Baby, I'm good and done gone, done gone. The air between us vibrates as our voices weave together. They create something bigger and better than either alone, and something I've never found with another singer. My heart soars. I continue with the next line, throwing some hip into it. Now is here, and here is now. I wait for her done gone, done gone, but it doesn't come. I stop. What's up? She doesn't answer right away. In her silence, I pout for a quick selfie, mostly of my lips, that I text to my boyfriend Colin in New Mexico before I lose signal. Kiss these. I haven't seen him since our trip to Canada with my parents a month ago, one we took after my breast cancer scan came back clear in the wake of my cancer treatments last summer. I'm missing him something fierce. I slide the phone down my top and look up in time to see a surveyor flag with a small sign for the Horseshoe Bay Resort and Casino Project beside it. When Katie finally speaks, the wind whips her words back to me, as if she's in my ear. It's these developers. I wish they were done gone. They want to ruin the best place in the world. What gives them the right? She stops, faces me, and plants her fists on her hips. I'd rather wear Katie's June Cleaver white eyelet top than talk about this no-win subject. Almost. I smooth my hot pink Lycra bathing suit cover-up. I shrug and throw a little island patois at her, hoping it will convey the authority of experience to Katie now. It always this way. People come, try and take advantage of us locals and our island, beat their heads against the wall a few years. They ain't nothing. They give up and move back to the States. I switch back to Yank speak. Present company excluded, of course. Katie is a Texas transplant. Growing up here, I was taught to speak the Queen's proper English, but I learned to talk like an island girl in the thick native accent, too. It's natural for me to blend like a chameleon with my audience, and I talk continental with Katie most times, which we call yanking, and slip back into my accent with locals or when I'm serving up what non-islanders expect. In other words, the public Ava, the singer and performer, speaks with the strongest accent I can muster. Katie snorts and resumes her descent. But the developers are locals. Bryant and Chucky are doing this to their own island, their own people? She says it like she's asking me to explain for Bryant and Chucky Sylvain. I don't know them to speak of. Bryant was about 5 years ahead of me in grade school, and Chucky is his older sister, so I can't guess their motives. But I don't need to speak, because Katie isn't finished by a long shot. I want people to get upset about this. It's like they don't even care. Her voice rises in volume and pitch, and it's clear she means the people who don't care are locals, like me. She's wrong about that. I care. It's just not the same being a continental transplant as it is being a Banya local, born and raised on the island. You can't replicate decades of personal history with a good heart and the deed to a house. She trips over an exposed root and goes down.